This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Ramel, R-A-M-E-L, last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth July 23, 1961. Patient seen for UT Southwestern Medical Center as well as patient's primary care physician. New paragraph. This 60-year-old male quit smoking 15 years ago. Prior to that, he smoked one pack per day for 30 years. Alcohol, he quit 2 years ago. Prior to that, he drank socially. He used to work as a FedEx driver. However, he stopped working a few years ago. The patient developed respiratory failure, which required hospitalization. This was in December of 2021. Sorry, this was in August of 2021. He required tracheostomy. Subsequently, he did develop tracheal stenosis, which now is requiring dilatation. The patient had developed respiratory failure on account of interstitial lung disease, CTD related, and hence now he is having oxygen on a regular basis connected to his trach, and he is confined to the wheelchair. New paragraph. Recently, he was hospitalized at UT Southwest with acute on chronic pancytopenia. It was believed that the pancytopenia was because of Bactrim DS, which patient was on before that. The patient was observed in the hospital from 6:14 to 6:24, and upon discharge, he was told to follow up with me. New paragraph. Past medical history, recent acute on chronic pancytopenia, history of interstitial lung disease, history of tracheal stenosis following intubation in 2021 after the respiratory failure, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of hypercalcemia, history of prior tobacco use, history of chronic liver disease, and history of mood disorder. New paragraph. He is on several medications, which includes Lexapro, Tessilon-Pul, and Pulmicort, Pulmicort, vitamin D. New paragraph. Physical exam today. He's in a wheelchair, 6'1" tall, weighing 202, blood pressure 130/75. He is normochiophilic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear to auscultation, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis, diagnosis 1, history of pancytopenia, diagnosis 2, respiratory failure, status post tracheostomy, diagnosis 3. Rheumatoid arthritis. New paragraph. Recommendations: full code and draw CBC, CMP, and upon results, we'll get back to the patient and to UT Southwest. Thank you. This is consultation on Taylor Ramel. Copy of this may be sent to UT Southwest Medical Center. Thank you.